Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? We are back. We are live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. But we won't be here next week.
We will not.
I'm kind of looking forward to not being here.
I'm excited about not being here.
It's going to be cool. I'm going to get some awesome food. Going to eat some wings over at the press box.
Me too.
And I told him everything is on you.
So, wait, what do you mean?
So just bring a credit card or a couple credit cards. You may need a couple credit cards for next week.
I bring IOUs everywhere I go. Well, and they're as good as cash.
Well, I'm sure they'd rather have their credit card. Next Wednesday, in person, at the press box from 2 to 4, Artem will be there. Paulie will be there. Chris Lieben will be there. David Feldman will be there. Abby's going to be there. Our guest next hour will be there. I'm not even sure they've announced that he's on the fight card yet.
I think I know who it is.
I bet you don't.
No?
Go ahead. Who do you think it is?
I think it's the Diesel.
It is not.
Joe Riggs.
All right. Let me just throw... I have a lot of pet peeves, and that's going to be one of them.
What is?
If my post on the Book of Face was, this person has not been announced yet.
Yes.
This person will be announced today to being on the fight card. Why would you or anybody else give me a name that's already been announced?
Because I know you. Like, you and I know the inside stuff. Like, we follow that stuff. But, like, for the general fan that's on your Book of Face that are winning tickets or in competition mode, you know, they don't know that.
So they don't know that Joe Riggs has already been announced?
I would say Shane Grossman and Eric Merrill both know. But just general fans that are fans following you for the Buccaneers or I following disagree. You from the Rays or following you from just being a lifer
hold on
in the radio.
Hold on. We have somebody that follows us because of the Rays?
Yeah. What's his name? Raymond?
That would be shocking.
and DJ Scribble or DJ Kitty?
I don't know. I don't know who any of them are. No, it is not Joe Riggs. This person brings something to the table. Will make it very, very interesting on the fight that he will be involved in next week.
Well, I can't even guess. I'm not allowed to guess.
You can guess, but you're not going to have any idea.
Well, I'm not going to give it away.
Trust me. You can't give anything away. I'm just being honest.
All right.
So that person will be on later on in the show.
Sweet.
We're going to have a couple visitors today.
Okay. I see the extra headsets. That always makes me nervous and excited.
From World Wrestling Network. So I have found your next caller.
Yes.
The best part is I'm getting rid of you here on the show.
I'm going to be a wrestler?
And you're going to be a wrestler.
I'll be the pizza man.
No, you're going to be just a wrestling dummy.
Because I'm delivering butt whoopings to the cage.
They're going to use you as the wrestling dummy. So when they practice throwing schmoes,
yeah,
you're going to be that schmo.
All right, I'm down.
So that's your new deal. I don't know if Leslie Lacey's going to stop by. I invited her to stop by because we're going to talk a little bit about the debacle at the World Cup.
The debacle?
It's a debacle.
You mean display of excellence?
Yeah, I'm talking about the debacle.
The domination.
And the debauchery of people who are saying, I just saw two Canadian clowns who play for the Canadian women's team. Are they even over there? Are they even involved?
Do they have soccer in Canada?
I
don't think they invented it yet.
Yeah, probably not. We're going to talk about that.
Do they have flat land to even play it on? Like, it's all mountains.
I'm going to talk about, and I may even let you pipe in a little bit, this ridiculous Justin Bieber BS.
Oh, I think it's a great fight card. Are you kidding?
What are you talking about?
Tom Cruise versus Bieber, me versus Barstool Dave. I mean, it's going to be like the all-star. Get Jose Canseco in there. We'll get Hogan in there. This thing will be amazing.
That'll be awesome. It's going to be promoted by either McNugget or your Barstool guy.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so.
I know.
We're going to talk about that.
I love it.
Here's a couple things I want to get off my chest.
Okay.
So I'm calling around. I don't remember what it was for. It might have been when I was purchasing the vehicle for staff zone.
Okay.
You call someplace, and a recorder comes on and says the following. Tell me your first thoughts. Remember, FCC, you have to be careful.
Of course.
Because I can't give you what I said when this was the recording.
Okay.
Okay. We'll role play.
Sure.
Because we're both role players.
I love it.
So you're calling me to purchase a van.
Bring, do you have a sound effect or I got to make it up?
You got to do it.
All right. Oh, yes. Hi. Can I speak to someone's sales?
No, no. You got to do the bring. I've got to answer the phone before you talk.
Bring, bring.
If you'd like to be connected, please press 1.
The 1?
Why am I calling if I don't want to be connected? That is, oh my God.
That's a pet peeve?
What?
Really?
I'm going to call to order a pizza, and your recording says, if you'd like to be connected, press 1.
Well, I think a lot of people call just to get like general information, like address of the location.
If you'd like to
website.
Be connected.
Yeah, so you can cut through the automated stuff for just general information, store hours, hours of operations, locations. Just press 1, go talk to a live person. Because that's the most pet peeve if people call. Not everybody wants to talk to a person, Randy Harris.
I got a better idea. We'll role play again. Instead of this time, me being, if you'd like to be connected, hit 1. Go ahead.
Okay. Ring, ring.
Torta Pizza, can I help you?
Yes, would you like to be connected, please?
First of all, that would have been me saying it, not you.
Okay.
You should have said, I want to be connected.
Oh, yes. Would you like to be connected?
Be connected. You are a...
Would you like to be connected?
I just want you to be...
Is that a pet peeve? Isn't it a bigger pet peeve to say, hang up the phone? Now, when was the last time you actually hung up a phone?
I hang up a phone all the time.
No, we press a button now. Like, there's nothing mounted to the wall. I mean, you used to hang up a phone.
I hang up the phone.
You can't hang up on someone. You can end a call.
What do you mean? Of course I do.
You can't say, I hung up on you. No, you ended my call.
No, I hang up.
It says end on the keypad.
I take the headset and I throw it against the wall. It's happened numerous, numerous times. Trust me.
But ask my daughter what it means to hang up. She'll ask you. What does it mean to hang up a phone? Where do you hang the phone up at?
Here's another one.
Okay.
You ready for this? And if anybody has a legitimate response to this, I'll give them something.
Okay.
If anybody does not agree with me, well, I don't want to say
I won't agree with
you.
Well,
of course.
I promise.
Because you are a moron. So I put on the Book of Face the following post.
Okay.
I have free tickets to give away to the Rays for Monday and Wednesday's game.
Okay.
You know what the response was? Do you have any for Tuesday?
Really? Yeah, I can't argue that one. I mean, that's a pretty clear cut, dry.
You think?
Yeah. I did accept the tickets for today's game.
And I deleted that off my Book of Face.
Why?
Because you're a moron.
I mean, it means I got out of work. I didn't have to be here.
Oh, trust me. You don't have to be here.
I could have been there drinking some beers, I could have been front row. There's probably like 7 people there right now.
You could have been on the field.
I could have played.
You could have played.
They could have put me in, coach.
And that would have been fine.
And just like Johnny Mack, I come prepared. I would have dressed up just like Pete Rose.
Trust me. You do not need tickets to the Rays to not sit in on the radio show. You're welcome to leave.
That hurts.
You're welcome to leave anytime you want. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
That hurts.
What is something that you must have if you go out to dinner, if you go on a cruise, if you know you're flying to Vegas or what is there something that you will not go, you will not fly, you will not go on a cruise if they don't have something? I'm asking a serious question.
I mean, I would say with today's technology, either like Wi-Fi or a phone charger or like, you know, because people have to be connected. I mean, I assume back in the day, it was like if you left your wallet or if they don't have.
Okay.
But I would say something to do with being connected.
How well do you know me?
Pretty well.
What is the one item? Where we just booked a cruise.
Okay.
And I said to my siblings and everybody, I will not go if the cruise line doesn't have.
The cruise line doesn't have a buffet.
All cruise lines have a buffet.
Because I know you and food.
Oh, no. We've already done the specialty stuff. So we're going to do the buffet, the specialty, and then the buffet.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. I don't know. If they don't have this, you're not going?
Oh, and our producer, by the way,
a passport
has said Canada did win, so they're in the World Cup. They're still morons.
They do have soccer.
Well, they were ripping the USA team, and we're going to get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
What's the one thing? Producer got it within 10 seconds.
He's your bloodline. He obviously he knows you.
Okay. As many times as I say the M word to you.
Okay.
Which is what?
A lot.
No.
Moron.
Moron. As many times as I call you a moron. This will prove it if you don't get this answer. And I'm only going to give you another couple seconds.
Really?
What does the cruise have to have? And I said I will not go on this cruise and this cruise line if they do not have what?
I have no idea.
You are the biggest because you just looked right at my Diet Coke can.
Oh, Diet Coke.
If they had Pepsi, I wouldn't have gone. I would have said we had to go on a different
You cruise seriously line. Would have gone on a different cruise yes. line for...
Yes.
You're that loyal to that brand?
I can't stand the other, and I don't know if I could go 7 days.
Without Diet Coke?
Without Diet Coke.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. And you can't bring it on? You can't smuggle it on?
I don't know. You know, when we were in Nashville, and I made a big deal out of it, and people like, yeah, I've seen it numerous times, that there's a flask, is that
yeah,
what it's called?
Yeah, flask.
That's made out of... It looks like it's suntan lotion.
Okay, so you can sneak it on to...
So you can sneak it in.
Yeah, because a lot of people do it with alcohol, you know, like, because you know it's too
many,
expensive.
Do you know how many bottles of suntan lotion I'd need to bring?
Yeah, but
to
you can wear like those... You can wear those, like, camel packs, like, underneath. They fill it with Diet Coke and then, like, have the, you know, strapped to your body. Like.
Well, I know you can bring a case of water, but I don't know if you could bring...
Yeah, they know it's not water when they see it's brown.
All right, so let's get into a lot of MMA stuff is coming up. At the bottom of the hour, Dave Feldman's going to be on from Bare Knuckle to talk about some of the things that are going on in the Tampa Bay area.
Awesome.
And it's time for you to put up or shut up, by the way.
Oh, really?
There is an open tryout.
Oh, for the Bare Knuckle.
For Bare Knuckle.
That's next week.
Put up or shut up. Are you going to go try out?
Or is it open to anybody, or did you have to be a sanctioned fighter?
We're going to find out from Dave Feldman.
Oh, okay. If it's open.
You're going to go try
yeah,
out?
Yeah, let's go try out.
All right. I will get him to
How do you
allow,
try out?
I guess you go and beat somebody up.
Start punching faces.
well, we will find out, you know, about that. But let's talk about the World Cup. Let's talk about what the U.S. of A team did.
Yes.
First time, most goals in the history of women's soccer.
Ever.
13 goals.
13.
Some people are upset that they scored 13.
That's your favorite number.
It is. Well, they did it, you know,
that's
for
me. That's your magic number.
I do appreciate it. With it being a special day for me today, I appreciate the gift from Team USA.
Yeah, your anniversary.
I don't know what you gave me, but Team USA gave me 13 goals.
It's your anniversary today. So, happy anniversary.
Thank you. So Canada, these two schmoes from Canada, they said they didn't necessarily have a problem with them scoring 13 goals. They had a problem with them celebrating after every goal. I want, and there's no way this will happen, I would love U.S. to play Canada and them score 42 goals. And I want them to celebrate like there's no tomorrow after every goal.
Well, so what's the problem with the celebration?
Because it was an ass kicking, and they felt that there should have been, and a lot of people feel, that there should have been more class. This is the World Cup.
Right. It's dominance at its finest. That's what we do. It's our job.
Well, no, it's not our job. It's a the
their job.
It's the job.
Right.
And it's the job of the team that you're playing.
To stop you.
Exactly.
That's your job.
And, you know, I've talked about this on the Monday Night Player Show, which starts back up in September.
18th consecutive season.
At the Press Box.
Congratulations.
It's the 18th consecutive year there. We've done the show longer than that.
Longer married or Press Box years?
What?
How long is your anniversary? What number is this?
This is 37.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm going to say I've been married longer than we
Twice
were doing
as long.
The Press Box show.
Awesome.
But the player show has been longer than the 18, but this will be our 18th consecutive year at the Press Box. And we've talked about the celebration when an NFL team celebrates. You know, it's your job to stop the receiver or the running back or whatever. It's your job to stop them.
There's no celebration if they don't score.
Or if you have a problem with it, then go start a bench-clearing brawl.
Oh, yeah. That works in baseball.
Well, it works in my softball team, too. I've probably been involved in more bench-clearing softball brawls than bare-knuckle fights.
But why? Well, for some of those girls, it's probably their first goal in World Cup play.
There might have been one.
What, I mean, I don't care. Why wouldn't you celebrate? If it's the 13th goal, it's your first goal of your career, You should celebrate. Why you can't celebrate? Because you feel bad for the other team?
What if you scored all 13? Are you saying that then you shouldn't celebrate on the 13th goal? This is the World Cup.
Let them celebrate.
I'm okay. I'm okay.
What was that movie, Strange Brew? You ever see that with Rick Moranis?
I can't believe you just asked me if I saw
the two Canadians. Like, it's like Bob and something. Right. You remember that? They were like beer testers at a factory, and they put a mouse in a bottle.
No idea what you're talking about.
It's like a whole movie about Canada and like the Great White North, and it's like
that should sum up why I've never seen it.
Right, we have to watch this movie. It's probably the two knucklehead Canadians that are talking trash about the American team.
I don't think so. Is it Bob and Doug?
Yeah, Bob and Doug McKenzie.
I thought they were the same name. Wasn't it Bob and Bob or Doug and Doug or Mike and Mike? Or
I thought it was Neil and Bob, but that's a different movie.
No. back at the fathership, they're saying it's Bob and Doug McKenzie. No.
Ooh, just in. McGregor does not deserve a rematch, according to Khabib.
He doesn't. Are you kidding me?
You don't like the rematch?
No.
What if it was in a clause? Why don't they do that like they do with the boxing? Joshua's getting his rematch in November.
I have a shockingly. How about this complaint about the four-letter network? So they were talking about the dilemma that boxing is in right now.
Okay.
Okay, and you know, Fury fights this weekend.
Yeah, the Gypsy, what's his name? Gypsy
King.
Gypsy King.
Okay, so this is almost the quote, almost, and I think I got it down properly. But what they said on ESPN, they were talking about Fury, and the woman who said it said, the heavyweight division is Fury, Wilder, and Joshua.
Left the champion out.
Whether it was a freak or a mistake or whatever, can't you throw in the guy that's holding the belt? I'm just saying.
I mean, it's not an interim title. It's not like a Poirier title.
I've also seen on social media where they listed the double champs from the UFC.
Okay.
And they left out Amanda Nunes.
Really?
And they left out somebody else. I don't remember who the other one was. Oh, believe me, we're going to talk about Henry Cejudo. Oh,
the triple champ. And his claim, the greatest pound-for-pound fighter of all time, of all combat sport. Are you buying or selling that, Randy Harris?
Oh, this just in from our crack producer, because you don't do any work.
Okay.
Sean said that Canada once beat Puerto Rico in 1998, 21-0.
Really? Well, that's like calling the kettle black.
Well,
huh?
No, not necessarily.
And did they celebrate after
it's not a racist thing, so I don't know why you brought that up.
But the cooking thing at the kettle.
What the two Canadian athletes said, they didn't have a problem with scoring. They had a problem with them celebrating. So if our crack producer can find out if they celebrated goal.
Oh, yeah.
13, 14, 15,
one
16,
smile. They crack
18, 19,
one
20,
smile. 21. Yeah. Yeah. One fist pump. One leg kick.
Then they should lose all their maple syrup.
One Shoshenko hip kick. And
I would be curious if. I don't know what that says. So he is going to try to find that out.
What was the girl's name? The soccer player? Alex Morgan? Is that her name? Who has a better leg, Shoshenko or Morgan?
Shoshenko. Yeah.
Greatest head kick of all time?
I don't know about that.
Greatest finish of all time?
I don't know about that, but it was. I thought Jessica Eye could have been dead.
We thought so for a moment, right?
It was nasty.
I mean, Daniel Cormier quivered behind Rogan. I mean, she's a dangerous woman.
No. She definitely is. I mean, there was no doubt. I enjoyed the card. Now, I will say this much, and I do want to talk about Henry Cejudo, but I'm trying to check my time.
Sure.
Because we have to hit the break here in a couple minutes. But I wish he would tone it down just a little, coming out with the king's crown and the magic thing, and he pulling the rabbit out of the hat and all that kind of stuff.
He has to.
Why?
Because Chael Sonnen and McGregor and all these guys before him.
Chael fights this weekend.
At Bellator.
Yep.
Fights Machida. The Karate Kid?
We hope.
Yeah?
Well, there was a thing that he had. You know, one of the few people I do follow is my friend Chael. And I guess he said something about John Fitch was running around and he might be added to the card. And, you know, with Chael, you never know.
Right.
He could make it a tag team match.
But to get the prize money, like the money that Cejudo wants, is all about ticket sales. And if you don't self-promote and you don't have a gimmick and you don't have a sideshow, in addition to your great historic record.
Some of that's true.
Then you're not going to get the prize money.
And I've always said this, that in order to sell tickets, you have to be loved and disliked.
Sure.
And I think a lot of people are kind of turning on that. But again, you know, did you see with the gold medal on, and then they put the two.
It's pretty impressive. I mean,
did you watch the fight?
I did.
All right, I fell asleep the first round.
Okay.
I woke up in time for the second.
He got dominated the first round.
That's what I heard.
He was not in range. He was taking shots on his way in. He was leg kicks, and you know, he was getting it, but he made some serious adjustments. Closed the distance. He just outperformed him.
He looked good of what I saw.
You know. It was impressive. It was an impressive win. And Grossman was there in attendance, so he could probably tell us more about what was going on in between rounds. But
and your thought on the Cowboy fight?
Should have never happened.
What shouldn't have happened?
The fight. I mean, he had just come off of two fights this year. In October, he fought.
He's going to fight again in 2 months.
But
that's Donald Cerrone.
I mean, and the punch, you know, at the end of the round was unfortunate and a mistake, and obviously one you would want to take back if you're Ferguson, but. Let's be honest. Cerrone was getting touched up.
And I've gone back and forth, just so you know, on whether that punch affected anything.
It did. It just saved Cerrone from getting another beaten in another round.
No, I understand that. But are you going to say it did or it didn't affect? Because I'll take the other side.
It didn't affect.
All right. You don't think if he gets plastered in the nose and then he went to clear his nose, which made the eye blow up.
Right, the air pocket.
If he doesn't take that last punch.
But the last punch looked like it hit him in the jaw, kind of. Like it didn't look like it hit him in the nose.
It definitely hit him on the other side.
Right.
Because if it would have hit on the one side, they might have disqualified him.
Sure, of course.
You know, which would have been awful.
That would have been horrific.
It would have been awful. And I don't think that Tony did anything on purpose. And I'm going to argue a lot of people, including Dana, believe that it was the referee's fault for being so far away. Again, I've never been in a fight where, you know, you're listening to the rounds and you're listening to. I would just assume. I know when I'm judging. I hear the bang, bang, bang.
Right.
I know there's 10 seconds left.
Sure.
I'm able to. And again, it's not a fight. I'm not you. I'm not an idiot. I get it. But as soon as the fight's over. He didn't throw the punch until after. It's not like it was in the air.
Right.
And then ding, ding.
Right.
So I kind of blame Tony a little bit. Because when you hear the 10, how come they know? If they're in a choke and they hear the bang bang, they know how long 10 seconds is.
No, of course. No, I know. I mean, I agree with all of that. It's just, look, Tony was rolling with the punches. He was avoiding damage. He looked like he didn't even get into a fist fight. And Donald was touched up. And he didn't need to take that fight. He just cut off the Iaquinta fight. He won. He beat Mike Perry in October at the 25th anniversary. He could have waited. He should have waited. He's not the young kid that he used to be. And we know he's a legend. We know he's a warrior. We know he's tough. Those are big level, top level guys.
But the same people who are saying that are the same ones that said Rashad shouldn't have waited for the title fight. And this guy shouldn't wait for the title fight. That they're fighters. You know, it's kind of like the Durant thing. And we're going to talk about that over the next hour and a half as well. You know, you can't have both sides depending on which side it goes. You know, if he would have won the fight. Not you, but some of those same people that are saying he shouldn't have taken it are going to say, what a great fighter he is. How awesome. He stepped up.
Well, the only reason he took the fight is because Ferguson was been hurt in his first comeback fight.
Not the only reason.
They thought his timing might have been off. He might have had a chance.
The reason he took the fight is because Donald Cerrone is a fighter who will fight anyone,
right,
anywhere, anytime. It doesn't matter.
I get
Frankie Edgar, it's the same thing. So you can't get on Donald Cerrone. And the Kevin Durant story that we're going to talk about as well is if things go well, it's great. And if things go bad, well, he shouldn't have. He was injured. He just fought. All that stuff. We'll touch base on a whole lot more when we return. The president of Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship coming to town next week. We're going to talk about some of the other events and whether you and anybody else can go out there on, I think it's Thursday, but we'll get the details of when the open tryout for Bare Knuckle FC will be. When we return, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song. Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do. This is the Tantalk Radio Network. Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, If you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Today, we're normally broadcasting here. Next week, I'm so excited about it. Special live show at the Press Box Sports Emporium from 2 to 4, like always. We may add some more time onto it. But something that I do want to talk about real quickly before we go to Dave Feldman. I now understand how fighters say, I'm so jacked up. I'm so excited. I'm fighting in my hometown because of the responsibility to make sure you put on a good show. Because with bare knuckle, well, let's welcome Dave to the show. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy. How you doing?
Not too bad. Like I was starting to say, I'm getting to understand how fighters are like, I'm fighting on the card in my hometown. I'm so excited. You know, I want to put on a good show because I'm getting that. I'm getting so excited with you coming back to my hometown and feel responsible to make sure that everybody has a good time. Everybody knows what's going on. And that's one reason why I wanted to get you back on to talk about some of the other events. People have been asking me about this open tryout. I don't know a whole lot about it other than I want Matt to try out and get a fight.
Matt, you're in.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Give me Papa John. Give me that guy.
So give us the information about what's going on.
We have a really fun-filled week next week. We have the guys are coming in on Tuesday, most of the guys. Then the rest of the team comes in on Thursday. On Wednesday, we're going to be doing your show, and then we're going to be doing a couple other appearances. We're real excited about just getting out in and around the Tampa area and meeting everybody and getting some more hype on for this. Then on Thursday, we have the official presser, which is going to be 3 p.m. at that Harley-Davidson dealership. And then following that presser at 6 p.m., at Qualtis 24/7 Fitness and Boxing Center, we'll be doing open call and tryouts. So what we're looking for is we're looking for the next generation. I mean, we're looking for the next generation of people that we can build into stars, into Bare Knuckle FC. So we're looking for guys with fighting experience, we're gonna have them hit the bag, hit the pads. We're gonna talk to them. We're gonna interview them. We're gonna do a lot of different activities and a lot of different really talking to the guys and seeing what their why is and why they want this. And the reason why we do that is because we want to make sure that when they get in that square circle, that they're really ready to lay it down. That's why I think the why is so important for us.
Is there one or two of those things that you mentioned more important than the others, or is it all kind of equal? You know, their striking ability, what they look like in the squared circle, how they talk. Is it all equal, or is there one or two things, you know, that's more important than others?
I think, we look at their background, first of all. I mean, you know, you can't really see if they can fight until they fight. So that's going to be the most important thing. So we look at their fighting background. We look at them hitting the pads. And you can't really go on just hitting the pads because some people hold the pads better than others, and they make people look better, they make people look worse. But we have them hitting the bag. I mean, it's all really cumulative with everything there. But that coupled with the interview, I mean, the interview is a big part of it because, I really want to see why do you want to get into this new era of combat sports? Why are you willing to get hit with a bare knuckle? Why? And what are you willing to do in here? What are you willing to lay down for your family, for your friends? Like, what are you willing to do to get to the next level? That's so important for us because, like I said, that's going to be a real star. A real star like we saw with Jason Knight and Artem. These guys are willing to literally die in that ring if they have to give their families a better life. And that's what we're looking for.
All right, since Matt does not have a professional fight on his resume, that means, A, he's not eligible. So I'm going to volunteer him to come out and take, like, liver punches.
That's going to be great, Matt. I'm looking forward to that. So just, you know, we'll switch sides so you don't get one side hurt more than the other. So we'll switch sides on you.
Exactly. How are ticket sales going? Are there still some tickets left? Where can people pick them up other than, you know, at our show next week and when they run into
tickets are doing great. I mean, we actually just getting some marketing response back, and like our click-through rates and everything that we're putting out on these videos are going viral. We have 5 million views on our commercial on social media. The click-through rate is almost 20%, which people don't know, but that's supposed to be around 1 or 2%. So it's doing phenomenal, the interest in this. And the tickets are really flying more and more every day. We do have them some available because we did move to the bigger spot. So they are still available at bareknuckle.tv. You can grab your tickets there at bareknuckle.tv. You can also get them at the fairgrounds the day of the fight. We will have tickets at the door, and we can get them at the press box next Wednesday from 2 to 4. We'll have tickets on hand there as well.
All right, so I don't say this publicly. I will right now, but I normally don't. I only say it, you know, in my little circle, and people are asking me about questions that are asked at the press conference after the event. And I think one of the stupidest questions is, and that's why I'm going to beat everybody else to it, and I'm going to say it to you now before the pressers so somebody else can't say it. When are you coming back to Tampa?
We'll see how this one goes. I mean, we do have one scheduled in Orlando. We're going to be in Orlando in November. So, I mean, with the reception we're getting here, and I think the stacked card from top to bottom, I think we're giving the fans everything they could really ever want and more. So I think we're going to be welcomed back with open arms. So because of that, I mean, we're going to be back in the near future for sure.
What time do doors open on Saturday, people have asked me, and what time will the first fight be?
So we have 4 undercard matches that are going to be shown on Facebook Live, and on our YouTube channel, on Fight TV, on different outlets around the world. We're going to be showing 4 fights then, and then the live pay-per-view broadcast starts at 9. Doors will open at 6. We have some fun-filled activities going on between like 4:30 and 6 with we're doing some kind of a motorcycle rally outside. We're going to be benefiting some underprivileged children and things of that nature. So it's a lot of fun the whole day, but doors open at 6, and first fight is at 7, I think 7:15 sharp is first fight, and it's going to go until right about midnight, you know, until Paulie and Artem walk at 11:22. So it's going to be a great night, and I really can't wait. I can't wait to see the reaction we're going to get from the Tampa fans. Awesome to be there, and can't wait to come back.
Final question for you, and we talked about this last week or the week before when you were down, about how far BKFC has come in now just over a year. What do you think needs to be done next? What is the next big thing that needs to be done by whether it's fans or commission or your staff, you know, to move it up another notch, 2 or 3?
I think it's just it's putting on more shows. So if we put on more shows, it's going to get out there more. It's going to develop more talent, and it's going to develop our stars. So I think that comes first. We're going to put on more shows. Starting September, we have a monthly show, what we call a smaller show. We're still going to have some decent names on there, but a lot of the up-and-comers on there. So we're going to really see who's next to fight on the pay-per-view cards for Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. So I think it's putting on more cards is what's really going to get us there. And then obviously a nice little network deal, which we're working on still. The one we were working on didn't happen, but we have two more in the works right now. That should probably happen any day. Our reality sizzle reel is really being loved by three or four different networks out there in Hollywood at a conference we went to last week. So, you know, amazing things are happening for us, and I think all that coupled together is just going to be ultimate success for this company.
Was there an announcement made this morning or early this afternoon?
There will be, and it's going to be made with you in a little bit here, so I'm going to let you break it. And the guests will break it. You guys will break it.
All right. Nice. Well, there you have it. So this isn't even out yet. I expected it to be out before, but it was going to be awesome. Dave, thank you for that. Thank you for your time. And we will break this story at 3:15 Eastern time.
Awesome. The only way I'll preclude that is by saying, can lightning strike twice? So
there you have it.
You take it from there.
If anybody can figure that out, they're smart people. David, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to having you back in town next Tuesday.
Awesome. See you next week. Thanks, Jeff.
Take care. That is awesome. Your president, David Feldman, from BKFC. And it has. It's gotten so big in the last year. Literally, I was just in Wyoming. And
A year ago.
And the excitement and the people that I have talked to. And I'm getting a little, you know, kicking back, you know, kind of like what the UFC was when we were first pushing that.
Sure.
But when you come out on Saturday and you see some of the things you're going to see,
yeah,
the quality of some of these fights and the fact that they are fighting. Is what I like.
You know what the most cool feature of this is for me?
And where do you hear what I'm breaking at 3:15?
Well, I can't wait. But you know what's exciting for me? Is that, I missed the kind of the golden era of the UFC. I missed the tap out where they're selling the shirts out of the trunk of the car. I remember, you know, it was perceived that if you had a UFC shirt on, you were a bad dude. If you had a tap out shirt on, you knew how to fight. Now, guys, like, you're mowing the grass and they buy it at Walmart and it's just kind of whatever. But wearing the bare knuckle.
Your people. But hold on a second. That's your people.
The mowing grass guys.
Yeah, the tools.
Yeah.
The tools that are wearing it.
But wearing this to the gym, it's wearing the bare knuckle shirt out, yep. I get so many questions, intrigue. Like, what is that? They think it's a novelty. Then when they find out that it's been sanctioned and it's legal and it's coming here. And now, and then people look at me like, wait a second, that guy might be dangerous. So I get the benefit of being cool. And I'm just going to be watching.
So you think now you're looking like you're a badass,
even though
you're not.
I look like a bad dude.
Even though you're not.
In a couple of years, I'll look like I'm a KFC guy.
I used to go up to guys. I'd see them at the mall in that era that you were talking about. And they're wearing tap out. And I would think of Charles and Scrape and Punk Ass. And I'd go, so who's your favorite fighter? And you know what they'd say? Huh?
What's fighting? What's that got to do with it?
You're wearing a tap out shirt. What's your favorite fighter? Oh no, I just thought the shirt was cool.
Right. That's what it became because of the mainstream and the popularity. But this is so new, and it's tapping into that original like bloodline of what made the UFC grow. And those fans are coming out, and now they're supporting this. And I can't wait to see what Tampa puts together.
The other thing that I do like about it, and it's kind of the Bellator thing as well, it was the early UFC thing, the fact that when you come to the press box next Wednesday, and Artem, and Chris Lytle, and Chris Lieben, and did I say Artem or Paulie? I don't know.
Artem.
Okay, and Paulie will be there. Our guest at 3:15 will be there. You know, I've done stuff with the bigger organizations and the UFC back in the day, and now. And it's different. Now you can't get near some of the UFC fighters.
Sure.
Try getting near. It doesn't even have to be Conor or Cormier. I mean, it can be, you know, some up-and-coming guys.
I might get Cejudo in my car.
Yeah.
How many guys can do that? How many people can do that?
Not now, you can't.
What do you mean? The triple champ?
Yeah, you can't now.
He was a double champ when I picked him up.
His head won't fit in your car.
Well, we'll put the crown through the sunroof.
Well, whatever you need to do. But you'll notice next week when the Bare Knuckle FC guys get here, from the president, all the way down to the fighters and the staff. You can go up and talk to them. You can go up and ask them for stuff. You can go up and ask them questions. And that's what I miss about the UFC. Now, I think a little has changed. You know, some of the new staff has kind of brought a little of that back with the UFC, but it's not as accessible as Bellator is now, as some of the other organizations, and what you'll see next week. So are you going to go out there to the tryout? Not to try out.
Yeah, no, I'll go.
But just to go hang out?
Of course. No, I got to go. I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Be on the ground level, bare knuckle six, in our backyard. You know, we're going to be talking about this in 20 years. Like, remember when?
I hope I'm talking in 20 years.
Yeah, we'll keep you around.
It would be
nice. We'll prop you up.
All right, it is that time. We are about 30 minutes or so from the announcement.
Big announcement.
This is not out. Nobody knows.
So we have tickets to give away still? Or can somebody win if they guess within the next 30 minutes?
If somebody, and I wouldn't say tweet it because I may not see it. But
you want to call the restaurant? What do you want to do? Have them call?
They can call the restaurant. They can call the station.
Call station.
They can call 866-1013-40. What's the number here?
727-914-6969.
First person that does either one, or they can put it on my Facebook. I'll try to look at it, you know, during breaks and stuff. That can tell me who they added, who is a replacement, who is stepping in to fight next Saturday, the 22nd of, what month is this, June, at the Fairgrounds. Can lightning strike twice? It's a great line.
I'm excited.
Anybody who has stayed up on bare knuckle may get it. You won't. It means nothing to you.
Sure.
So
I'm just excited that the next week's show is on my birthday. What a birthday gift.
Well, good. Then you can sit in the audience and you can watch.
I'll be 43 years young.
Good for you. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course, a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back completing hour one here, coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, the 88th Avenue and 4th Street. And not to sound like a broken record, but next Wednesday, probably from about 1:30, I'll probably even be there earlier. Fighters are going to stop by. Dave Feldman's going to stop by. I'm going to reach out to Antonio Tarver, one of the commentators. Chris Lytle, Chris Lieben, Artem, Paulie, our guest that'll be coming up next hour.
I can't believe you brought all those guys for my birthday celebration. Yep. You're a nice boss. Yep. Really, you're the best.
Well, that you need to bring gifts for them, though.
No, but you're going to buy my wings.
No, I'm not. buying you anything.
They got great wings.
They do have good wings.
The wings are the best.
Tonight, the Blues and the Bruins.
Game 7. The big game. Are you upset with whoever wins?
Upset?
Does it matter?
I don't have a puck in the game.
True.
I don't really care. I'd like St. Louis to win.
Because the underdogs.
You know, you live
there. Did you live there? Did you live in St. Louis?
No, I just worked for the Cardinals.
How'd you be the bat boy? How were you the bat boy for the Cardinals if you didn't live there?
Since you're not a native to the Tampa Bay area, I'll give you that you wouldn't know that the St. Louis Cardinals trained in St. Petersburg.
Really?
That was spring training until the Mickey Mouse Club down on First Avenue South came in.
Okay.
And then chased them out.
Pushed them over to Port Charlotte.
Pushed them away, which was a shame. So, yeah, I worked for the St. Louis Cardinals during spring training and then the St. Pete Cardinals.
Okay.
Where we had a couple, you know, guys that went on to the bigs, Tito Landrum, Glenn Brummer, some guy that is now the biggest, and we've talked about this, the biggest agent to Major League Baseball, Scott Boris, was our third baseman. So it was cool. It was definitely good times. How many times do you call somebody where they don't answer, they don't pick up your phone before you give up?
Well, it depends on if it's you calling me or if it's somebody else.
I'm never calling you again.
Well, you always call it a block number.
Well, that's because I don't want you
it's
to
restricted.
It is.
I don't answer restricted.
Well,
usually it's like a telemarketer or a bill collector.
Before I forget this one, what is up with Justin Gaethje's comment? Did you see that?
He's going to fight both of them. He's going to fight Tom Cruise and Justin Bieber at the same time.
Well, and he could probably do that. I'm okay with that. His comment to Connor. To fight him or leave the UFC. Now, I like Justin Gaethje.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, he's a good dude. He's been on our show. He was back when he was at you know, the other organization, the World Series of Fighting.
He does liners. He does promos for us. He's a friend of the show.
Been involved. I like the guy.
He's a warrior.
But come on. First of all, who are you to tell somebody? It's not a loser leave town match. Now you're Vince McMahon making the scripts?
I mean, Conor's going to do what Conor wants to do. He is a very wealthy guy. He doesn't need to fight. He's successful outside of the fighting world.
He's going to pick and choose.
He's going to do what he wants and what's good for Conor. Like, and no matter what anybody else thinks about it.
Oh, he don't care.
Yeah, Gaethje's not even on his radar.
Did you see some news clippings that's been coming out lately?
I have not.
You might want to check those out.
News clippings?
That's all I'm saying.
For Conor?
I didn't say that.
Allegedly a guy named Connor?
Allegedly someone from Ireland.
Okay.
But yeah, Connor's going to do what Connor wants to do.
Connor.
He's not going to fight Justin Gaethje. That's never going to happen.
Not going to happen.
He's not going to fight Tony Ferguson.
Not going to happen.
It's not going
to
happen.
He would lose to Diaz. He would lose to Ferguson. He's not going to fight any of those.
Did I read somewhere where Diaz said he didn't win that fight?
Really?
Yeah, he said, I think Connor won.
Well,
what?
He's just trolling him. Like, the only way that Connor comes back to the UFC is if Poirier pulls off the upset in Dubai, September 7th, and Poirier is now your true unified champion, right? No longer the interim champ. Then I think that's the fight Connor takes because he can beat Poirier.
I don't think he can beat Poirier, but I think he would fight Khabib.
I don't think
he, I don't want to see it.
I don't think he will.
I don't. Oh, I think he would. I think he would.
Really?
Yeah. But same reason that he's going to fight Mayweather again. He wouldn't win that fight either.
Yeah.
I mean, Conor never beats Khabib ever. It,
right. They could run that back 10 times. It's going to be the same outcome.
If they fought 10 times, he would lose all 12 of them.
Right. In the two sparring sessions to Paulie.
And Paulie said last week that he'll squash this if Artem apologizes. So
right.
We may have to bring that up next Wednesday. Now, just for those people that like scuffles,
yes,
Paulie and Artem will not be at the press box
at the same time, right? We took care of that. We made sure they're separated.
Yep. We'll also have a couple UFC fighters on the line because Greenville, Greenstun, Greentown, which you're going to go cover. so you're going to go cover that, and I'm going to go cover Bare Knuckle.
I will not be there.
Oh, that's a shame. You should.
Who's fighting that? Is that the Edgar fight?
No. Edgar's in old Canada. Did you see the SEC lifted the alcohol ban?
Really?
You're going to be, I didn't read the whole article, but okay. I read the headlines that, you're going to be able to now drink at inside because you could always drink outside.
Right, tailgating.
Yeah.
That's good.
Good, bad, and different. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, at least the fraternity guys don't have to go outside to refill their flask. Like you. Or, yeah, refill their fan lotion and go to a basketball game.
All right, so I briefly mentioned, and I don't know if we really want to talk about it in the final segment of this hour, this Tom Cruise, Justin Bieber, who cares? The only way I would care is if it was Cruise against Bieber and Drake. But what celebrity fight? Is there a celebrity fight that you would be interested in? You know, back in the day, there was talk about Wesley Snipes and Joe Rogan.
Okay.
Which intrigued because it's Joe Rogan.
Sure.
At least
and Wesley Snipes grew up in a martial art background.
Or, well, that's a legend.
I think
we don't know.
Steven Seagal, Chuck Norris.
I would only want to watch that because I would like to see Chuck Norris roundhouse kick Seagal three times.
But while he's doing the roundhouse,
both his eyeballs pop out.
Seagal do the front kick that he taught Anderson Silva.
I don't think Seagal can move. I think he's a wax figure.
I mean, he's the inventor of the front kick.
I think that fight would sell because, again, a lot of people can't stand him so much that they would. I would tune in only because I can't stand him.
Right. No, I would like to see that.
And again, how old is Chuck Norris now? 72?
He's ageless. He's timeless.
How about this one? Arnold and the guy who kicked him from behind.
Rabid.
I would be okay with that.
So, did you see those headlines?
How about, and this is how ridiculous this Tom Cruise, Justin Bieber is. On the undercard would be Pat Sajak and
Alex Trebek. Oh, man. those things sell. Like those celebrity death matches from the Bass, like those things.
Did it sell though?
I mean, you still talk about it. I still remember it. Kimbo Slice was a bum fighter. I mean, you know, that's how he got his name. I think he got his.
There's a big difference.
But people like weird.
Kevin Ferguson fought in the backyards. Yeah. That's not some celebrity like Greg Brady puts on, you know, 15-ounce gloves, you know, to fight Danny Partridge.
Oh, a fight for charity, you know?
Well, all right, so let's not be sexist. So we need to get two females on this card.
Female.
Yeah. Rosie O'Donnell and Roseanne.
Oh, that's epic. That would be someone would die in that ring.
In the corner, Trump corners the one, and obviously Hillary corners the other.
Oh, man.
And Tim the Toolman Taylor, whatever his name, Tim Allen. It will be the commentator, so you know he's going to slide it to one side.
I would tune in for that. I mean, I would watch that.
Would you really?
I would.
Oh, and Sean just piped in Tupac versus Biggie.
Ooh, that was a huge weight difference, though. I mean,
not right now. It's not. Yeah. That's something you would say.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't.
That was a softball right there.
That would be like Bob Sapp. You know, like you can't have the Biggie and Pac.
Why not?
Because they're on the same team.
No, I thought they hated each other. Is it one East Coast and one West Coast? Yeah, so no. Put the two urns up against each other, and whichever one rolls over first, the other one.
I would like to see Trump and Obama. What about that for a fight? Because Trump is a huge MMA fan. I mean, actually,
just because he's a fan doesn't mean.
But Trump was part of the original UFC. Like he gave them a chance at the Taj Mahal to come and.
Thank you for correcting yourself. He wasn't part of the UFC.
Right.
But he opened.
He hosted.
Up, right. He did. I was there.
He reached out. He reached out to Dana White and invited them. So. Yeah.
And then I was in the ring, obviously, when Donald Trump was at Affliction in California. That's where I got the photo with your president of the United States. He's not your president. But he's the president.
Why is he not my president?
I don't know. I just hate
he's my him. President.
He's everybody's president.
Yeah.
I don't want to get political, but he's everybody's. Yeah. But no, Obama, the Trump might be. Trump Jr., though, right?
No, you got to go the head. You got to go the senior.
Okay, then we could have Michelle. Or no, we'll do Trump Jr. against Obama's daughter. And then the winner of that gets to pick.
I think Trump's son loses in that fight. I think he gets dominated in that fight.
Which son?
I want to see Serena versus Venus.
That would be good.
Split the sisters up.
I would be okay with that. You know, because it's, you know, siblings would add something to it. Would make it some form of interesting stupidity. Are you excited about the announcement that's coming up?
Yes. I can't wait for the announcement.
And any guesses at all? Any thoughts at all?
It's not me, right?
It may be.
Okay, it could be me. All right, I'm out.
I'll give a hint if anybody, you know, is listening. The person that we are going to announce, A, you will know this person's name, and B, you will definitely know the person that he's fighting.
I can't wait.
So, two name fighters. It should be interesting. And can and will, or will, lightning strike twice? We'll find out. And we'll talk to this person in about 15 minutes as we will break the newest fighter being added to BKFC 6 in Tampa at the fairgrounds. Second hour coming up. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.